Hello and welcome to the Local Economic Development Podcast.
Hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyer-Starman.
For other programs in this series, please take a look at www.ledcast.net.
Hello, Clive.
Hi, Ulrich. Welcome to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes, thank you for joining your experience with me. And I like to make a little podcast program today with you about your experience with the carnival sector and with the economic dimension. Tell me a little about what is Trinidad's carnival about?
Trinidad Carnival goes back to the arrival of the French in Trinidad in the late 18th century. So it's roughly about 200 years old now. Of course, the character of the carnival has changed over the years. With the emancipation of slaves, the former slaves had taken the festival, has transformed the festival from being house organized parties into street parties where they paraded in costumes on the 2 days before Ash Wednesday. Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago is now organized around competitions. The carnival season starts sometime immediately after the Christmas of the year before. So it can be about between 8 to 12 weeks. And during that period before the street parade, there would be many competitions, calypso competitions, steel band competitions, kiddies carnival. So in Trinidad and Tobago, that period from early January until carnival, you have lots of activities almost every day. And then about 2 weeks before the carnival parade, there would be parties almost every night. So it's a fun time to be in Trinidad.
Yes, I think next year I have to join also this event. There's also an economic dimension in carnival, and you are now doing a study on the carnival value chain. What's this economic dimension of the carnival? What are your findings you're looking for?
Okay. Well, carnival started as a cultural event, purely cultural event. But within recent times, it has been transformed more from a cultural event to an economic activity, where the economic activities are highlighted, as well as there are legal dimensions to it, the whole question of intellectual property, the copyright for the books of mass, as well as the IT. The carnival is now heavily driven by the IT sector.
You mentioned the word mass. It's about masquerades, mass bands. This is probably the central actor in the value chain of Trinidadian carnival.
Yes, it is. But first of all, let me explain what the mass production is all about. The mass production is really an original, not only a production, but also a presentation in which an artistic work is the main element. And it's, of course, it's accompanied by music and by dance.
Okay. And which activities or who are working around this mass production? Who are the main actors?
Very good question. You have designers. First of all, they design the costumes. You have the producers of mass. Those are the people who would organize the mass band. They would see about the different sections and make all the arrangements for the parade of the individual band. You have musicians, you have suppliers of materials, people involved in transportation, hotel accommodation for tourists, and many other security, event managers, and a host of other actors are involved in the carnival value chain.
You have a certain figure how many people during the carnival season are involved in economic activities? How many people live from carnival in this carnival season?
I don't have accurate statistics, but I can give you an idea. Out of a population of 1.2 million people, I would say maybe about close to 100,000 people will be involved in some kind of economic activity related to the carnival.
That's around 10%.
Around 10% of the population
working in Canada.
Yeah.
Before when we prepared this podcast, we talked a little bit about clusters. If Carnival is a cluster, and you said probably not, because there is not such a kind of clustering. May you explain your point of view?
Yeah, well, Carnival developed traditionally, and it still is so to some extent, organized around competitions. There's the parade of the band, in which traditionally for the producers of the mass, their main prize would have been winning the competition, where they get a large cash prize. So that was a major objective. So in that kind of environment, you would not want to share services. You are competing with the other guys, with the other bands. So it has not developed into a cluster as yet. It has not. But I should let you know that Trinidad and Tobago Carnival has inspired many carnivals in the world. We have given birth to migrants from Trinidad and Tobago who went to London, to New York, to Miami, to Toronto, and other cities in the world have organized Trinidad and Tobago-style carnivals in these cities. And some of these carnivals are very, very, very well known today. The Notting Hill Carnival, that was organized by Trinidadians who had migrated to England. In addition, we have certain producers of mass now who go to assist cities that are not populated by Trinidad and Tobago migrants or Caribbean migrants, but they go to assist them in developing their own carnivals. And some Trinidadians who live abroad, live in England, together with the British Arts Council, they have gone to India, particular city, I can't recall which city right now, to initiate a carnival in India.
Then,
so we are taking carnival throughout the world.
And there's still a link between this kind of organizers in, for example, Notting Hill, with the community of your carnival activities here in Port of Spain.
Yes, yes, there are still links. The organizers of Notting Hill, they come to Trinidad Carnival almost every year. And there are Trinidadians involved, former citizens of Trinidad and Tobago who migrated to London, who are among the organizers of the carnival in Notting Hill today. I should also let you know that our producers of mass, they organize their mass bands, not only for Trinidad and Tobago, but for carnivals throughout the Caribbean. Our carnival has inspired carnivals in all the other Caribbean countries, Jamaica, Grenada, Barbados, Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Guyana, and other Caribbean islands. And their carnival takes place not at the same time as the Trinidad Carnival. Their carnival would take place after the Trinidad Carnival. And this is used essentially as a tourism event. And earlier you had asked me about, tell you something about the evolution of carnival from being a cultural event. I omitted to mention there and then that it is now seen as a major tourist event.
You're developing from your core competence doing carnival in Port of Spain, 200 years, have a long track record. Now you're developing together with the diaspora, but also in other countries. You also mentioned before we began the podcast some experience you have in Africa. Which are the revenue streams coming back to your local economy from these activities?
It would be in the form of, number one, copyright for intellectual property that derives from the broadcast and the reproduction of the presentations of the mass, that is one. And income for designers and producers of the mass in Trinidad and Tobago. I should also let you know that our suppliers of carnival material supply materials not only for producers of mass in Trinidad and Tobago, but for producers of mass in almost every single Caribbean countries. They all come to Trinidad and Tobago to purchase their materials. Another thing I should tell you about the producers of mass is some of them have evolved, or I should say not evolved, but moved on, not only from producing mass, but also being engaged in related activities, such as event management, or such as production of opening ceremonies for things like international sport events, where there are costume parades, etc. They have been involved in that. And one of our most famous mass producers, Peter Minshall, he was involved in the opening ceremony, the production of the opening ceremony for the Olympics, both in Madrid as well as in Atlanta in the 1990s.
Then from your core competence, Carnival, you created here competences also to organize major events. You have also links with the music sector and producing of videos and also with publicity in general.
Yes, some of the music video producers from America, they come down to Trinidad and Tobago to film or to purchase footage of the Carnival Parade for use in their music. The very famous hip-hop singer in America, Jay-Z, in his song Big Pimpin', used the image of Carnival, some of the footage from Carnival Trinidad and Tobago in his music videos. And of course, royalties would be payable to the producers of the mass.
Yeah, probably. As you are a lawyer, we have a little look deeper in this legal and copyright aspect. How you organize this from Trinidad? There are some legal obstacles to tackle with. Which are the issues you work on there?
Well, first of all, I should tell you that Trinidad and Tobago has developed special provisions in their Copyright Act to deal with works of mass. We are the only country with a definition of works of mass. And the works of mass would be applicable not only for the Carnival Parade, but any event where that original production is presented. So, for example, if the original production of a work of mass is presented at an Olympics or a major sporting event, that is still considered to be a work of mass. So it is not limited to Carnival. Traditionally, what has happened was that the entire revenue of the producers of mass would be from the sale of costumes, or if he has won prizes in the Carnival competition, those prizes. Increasingly, another revenue stream has developed, and that is the royalties he derives from the commercial exploitation of his intellectual property, that work of mass. And that royalty goes not only to the designer, it's shared between the designer and the producer of the mass, who may or may not be the same person. Originally, the designer would have been the producer of mass would have been one and the same. But the organization of Carnival has become very sophisticated now. Very, very sophisticated. Where you have certain bands have franchised certain sections to individuals to produce. And they would have certain rights in the production of those sections. So in that sense, it could be a cluster.
Yes, I'm just thinking about the issue, because in the definition of Michael Porter of cluster, it's not only clustering enterprises in one locality, it's also about rivalry. And this creating this creative atmosphere of innovation, and probably in Trinidad you have actually, beginning from these mass competitions, this creative atmosphere what's creating a lot of innovation in business models and in technology, what you mentioned around all the videos and also use of cell phones for transmitting now messages and the publicity around the Carnival.
Definitely. Carnival, both in terms of the organization of the production as well as the exploitation of the production, they have benefited tremendously from the use of technology and new business forms. So, for example, in Trinidad and Tobago, there are a lot of parties, or fetes, as we say in Trinidad and Tobago, or limes, that are associated with certain bands. And in other Caribbean islands, there would be similar parties. For example, you would have a wet fet, where the partygoers are wet with water. Water is sprayed on them, right? And that form of partying is replicated in other Caribbean countries. And there are benefits for the organizers in Trinidad and Tobago. of that form of partying. Internet use is one of the newer tools that are being used by producers of mass, because increasingly the producers of mass are targeting an international audience rather than a mere local audience. In the early days of Carnival, your mass players would be essentially from Trinidad and Tobago. So you would just have some of the designs, you would sketch some of the designs, and you would have it in your mass camp, where members of the public can come in and look at different designs to decide which band or which section of a band they would like to play in.
What is a mass camp?
A mass camp is the production center for
the building
of the costumes. It's a production center. Traditionally, it would take place like in a home setting, you know, like the home, most likely the home of the producer of the mass, and around Carnival time, he would bring in all his assistants to come in there to work. And strangely enough, we always, in Trinidad and Tobago, we always complain of our work ethic. But you would not believe, in the mass camp, there's not a problem with work ethic. Assistants would work throughout the night. And there's a lesson there for other economic forms of development in Trinidad and Tobago. Why can't that very high work ethic in the mass camp not be replicated in other industries in Trinidad and Tobago? And this is something I think that the economists should study and try to find some solutions to the work ethic, problems of work ethic in Trinidad and Tobago.
All this debate around Carnival clusters, it's related to this new trend in cluster research and promotion around creative clusters. And it's interesting that you create around a cultural event competences with this mixture about rivalry and coordination. We looked a lot about now with to the mass bands and the competing and creating new products, also the activities abroad. Which are activities where they are coming together, working together, and which role has the sector of the support institution? Do you have support institutions to help to promote all this kind of events?
Yes, definitely. They are coming together in their own associations.
Okay.
So you have the Carnival Band Leaders Association and the National Foundation for the Development of Carnival. In the area of copyright management, there's also the Copyright Organization of Trinidad and Tobago, which is a collective organization to manage the exploitation of the intellectual property of the musicians. You also have the Entertainment Company of Trinidad and Tobago, which seeks to promote the export of entertainment services from Trinidad and Tobago to the rest of the world.
This is a public entity?
It is a public entity. Yes, it is a public entity developed by the government. And of course, there's the National Carnival Committee, which oversees the management of the parade and the carnival activities on the 2 days. They are concerned mainly with the organization of the carnival in Trinidad and Tobago. The entertainment companies is concerned about the export of entertainment services, and the copyright organization is concerned with the management of intellectual property, with royalties. And then you have the Band Leaders Association. They're concerned essentially with organization of their participation in the carnival in Trinidad and Tobago. Some of these, two organizations of carnival bands in Trinidad and Tobago. I know one has developed links with other carnivals and has formal legal agreements for cooperation with other carnivals in terms of assisting them.
One additional actor is vital for the carnival. These are the sponsors. Huh? I think now the cell phone companies are the biggest promoters of Trinidad and Carnival. How is this link between this kind of sponsors and the industry itself? You can compare it with sponsorship to sport events or other culture events, or is there something specific about
it? Yes, you're right. The sponsors are now very big into the carnival. In our workshop, our national workshop for this value chain and carnival, we had invited the sponsors as a legitimate stakeholder in the carnival. Unfortunately, they did not see themselves as a stakeholder in carnival. They saw themselves as mainly a sponsor, promoting their product, using the avenue of carnival to promote their product rather than as a genuine stakeholder in the carnival. And that is an area that has to be developed.
And I imagine the partnership is still on a national base. You don't have a partner for promoting Trinidadian carnival all over the world, a cell phone company using carnival as a brand promoting its services in different locations.
No, that has not taken place as yet. Our entertainment company of Trinidad and Tobago, it's a new company formed maybe within the last year, and I imagine that organization will take that role. And they will do it together with sponsors, but it's a young organization, it's a new organization that is now finding its feet.
Yesterday we did some scenario writing, and this is probably the outlook for this podcast. What is the forecast? What is the perspective for the next 15 years of carnival? Where you see going this carnival in the regional or in the global perspective?
Well, I think we are already totally immersed in the regional carnival, and I think for the next 10 years or so, we would see Trinidad producers of mass being involved more and more in non-traditional areas, developing carnivals in cities that have not traditionally had any carnival.
Okay, Clive, thank you very much for sharing your experience.
Thank you very much, Ulrich.
Are there some web spaces, websites where people can find information on carnival?
Sure. If they do a Google search on Trinidad and Tobago Carnival 2008, they would find that they got something like 120,000 sites with graphic video presentations, etc.
That sounds great. Yeah. Well, I will have a look on it.
Thank you. I certainly hope that you come to our carnival in the year 2009, Ulrich.
So do I. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.